discussing yesterday the question of whether one should use grape juice or wine. We were discussing Kiddush, so the different issues that came up is, what bracha do you make on grape juice? So there are opinions, Rashi and others, that say once you cook the grape juice, it loses its status of grapes, and the blessing would be a shahakol. So if it's shahakol, then it wouldn't be good for Kiddush, because on Kiddush we make bo'er priyagafen. However, we don't assume like that opinion. We assume that grape juice is a bo'er priyagafen. And as well, we discussed, the Gemara says the only type of wine that you could use for Kiddush is wine that could be brought on the altar. So according to Maimonides, takes that statement literally, and therefore he says, you're only allowed to use yayin she'ino mavushu. You only could use what they call the expensive wine, the uncooked wine. The uncooked wine, since cooked wine was not permitted to be put on the altar or anything with sugar or any type of additives. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. Some Sfardim follow it, and for Friday night, for those who want to be strict, like the Rambam among the Sfardim, so some only make Kiddush Friday night on wine that's not cooked. That's not the accepted practice. We assume that we can make wine on, you know, all the regular wines as wine, Jovan, Moscato, all the other ones. So we assume that's not an opinion we use when it was strict on. So therefore, no problem to making grape juice. And the third issue is, what about, do you need something which is alcoholic? So some want to say wine is better because there's alcohol, grape juice doesn't have. But the Gemara explicitly says that if you're stuck Friday afternoon and you don't have wine, you take out grapes, you squeeze them, and therefore you have your grape juice. So clearly, from the Gemara, we see grape juice is good. So how could there be the opinion that if it's not of alcoholic quality, it's good? So that's what they explain, is what's the difference between that? Because those grapes that you squeeze out, if you would, it's still potentially, it could become wine, it could become alcohol. But when you do go through the grape juice process already, it can no longer become alcohol, so therefore, there are those opinions who would say that the grape juice today isn't good. But the bottom line is, so Friday night, we assume one is permitted to use grape juice. If one doesn't want wine, you could use grape juice Friday night. What about the night of the Seder? Is the night of Seder any different? So the question is, everyone agrees if you like wine, you should make it on wine because it has all the benefits. But certainly if it's a health issue, then certainly there's nothing to talk about, then have grape juice. The question is, someone who is not a health issue, it's just they prefer to have grape juice. They like grape juice better than wine. So is it better on the night of Pesach to have grape juice or wine? If you prefer wine, then drink wine. But if you prefer grape juice, which one's better? So that's a debate between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that since the night of, all year round, grape juice works. But the reason why he says you should have wine the night of Pesach was Pesach is supposed to be showing our freedom and royalty and kings. The royalty, they drink the alcoholic stuff, the good stuff. So therefore, he says, by definition, wine is a drink of a free person. And even, of course, not to get sick on, but if someone, you know, you could tolerate it, you just would prefer grape juice, he thinks it's better to have the wine because the wine is objectively something that shows freedom. On the other hand, Rav Soloveitchik disagrees and says, the Maimonides says you should have a drink at the night of the Seder, a shtiya areva, a pleasant-tasting drink to you. So he says, doesn't make any sense. It's the night of my freedom. I'm free, and now you're forcing me to have something I don't even want? What kind of freedom is that? So we see it's a fundamental dispute between Rev Moshe Feinstein and Rev Soloveitchik. How do you define freedom? Is freedom defined in objective terms? Like in this case, Rev Moshe would say that. Wine, by definition, is the drink of freedom, and that's it. We'll tell you what being free means. You drink the wine. And Rev Soloveitchik says, no, it's a more subjective thing. Freedom means getting to choose what drinking the drink I want to drink, not being forced to drink something I don't like. Therefore, the bottom line is, though, there is those who, certainly for health reasons and not, those who want to have grape juice have what to rely on as well, not only for Kiddush, but for the Seder.
Shouldn't there, in our generation, that the wine should be from Medinat
Yisrael? I mean, in general, not...
It's, all year round, you can have whatever.
Why more on Pesach? No, what I'm saying is, it's a, from from a legal point of view, there's no difference. From a general of supporting like the land of Israel and products, and then that we should do that all year round. I mean, Pesach, I don't know if it's limited. I wouldn't say it's limited to Pesach. I'd say, you know, all year round, if you could buy produce from Eretz Israel and support the land of Israel, that's a mitzvah all year round to do. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zaka Yisrael Afiyah Kedem Hem Torah Bitzah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Laman Sikso Yaldil Torah V'yadir. Josh is making the wine, then we have to use it.
You got a haircut. Which one did they cut?